Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Hello there.
So I'm thinking about taking a hiatus.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking
Everyone
about taking
a
little bit of a break.
Sure, a break is good.
It's important.
But
gotta
not a vacation. Not a vacation.
Oh, like
maybe a little longer than that.
Oh, well, like a hiatus to
like a hiatus.
Clear the mind?
Yeah, like a retreat.
Oh.
Like a retreat.
Yeah, like a prayer breakfast, but longer.
Because, you know, I know, and nobody in this room would know, because nobody reached out to me to talk to me. I reached out to Pony last night and talked to him after the fallout. But here's what happened. A funny thing happened on the way to my handling of this situation with Pony going to Japan. I came in yesterday and ranted and raved and because I was frustrated, and it was not shtick.
Mm-hmm.
It was real. I was very frustrated about the circumstances. And I was so frustrated with it, and I was so sincere in my frustration that I probably missed the fact that I was being over-the-top harsh with him. And
I thought it was a soft touch, personally.
Yeah, you're doing shtick. But the fact is, but I mean, you play both sides anyway, so that's okay.
You can't go against me. We're on the same team.
That's well, not really. You know, we may be on the same team, but you weren't fielding any punches last night. I was taking a bunch. Sociopath. Well, hold on. Let me finish, please.
I'll let you. It's your show.
Before you start arguing with me. Sociopath. Let me see. Monster. You did get accused of being soulless. About this.
Yeah, but
hold on, Oscar.
I'm not going to say
shut up for just a second.
Yes, it's your show.
And then you can talk all you want. And then at the end of the day, you know, when Oscar and I had a discussion about talking about this, it was because our concern was over the people that had donated. And I think a few things have to be said here. First of all, that when I spoke to Pony, it was a fact-finding mission to really gain some understanding. I think early on, we all accepted the reality that he did want to go on this trip. And then the urgency was what I was concerned about. I was concerned about the fact that, and I'm always concerned about this, as I think some of you will know, that I am always urgent. I'm always kind of, you know, this means a lot to me, and taking care of little details means a lot to me. And sometimes my frustration is that people that I work with don't feel that same urgency because it's not their job. It's my job. It stops with me. Then it goes to Oscar, who runs the business, and he has holes in his stomach because he feels urgency. And it just and I went kind of over the top because I was like, boy, you know, this is an incredible solid that I had received. And I was harsh on Pony. We discussed that last night. I was, and it was too harsh. And you know, that's something that I discussed with him personally. And you know, and we had a nice chat about that last night. And then for the next 24 hours, you know, I've been just fielding this incredible deluge of people accusing me of being the, you know, this evil monster. And you know, I have to say this, that every now and then you develop a really thick skin to deal with this, and then every now and then it becomes kind of circuit overload. And I don't expect the guys I work with to understand it, because you probably don't even think, because you've been there on the receiving end of it as well, that it's going to get to you. And every now and then it catches you by surprise and it gets to you. And I sincerely looked at my wife 5 minutes ago, and I said, I'm having trouble getting up for the show. When I think of people that I've met personally, shaken hands with, fielded amazing letters, notes, messages from, And I just see them spew this kind of judgment on me because they listen to a show I do. And I guess it does come with the territory, but I have to say, in all sincerity, and I never do this, that coming in here is hard today. And this started back with a man that runs a fan club where I was the point guy, and we had a little altercation with him. And it just, I don't know. I wonder sometimes if what is needed is a softer, gentler way of doing it. And the only person that's not soft and gentle in this world really is me. And so, I mean, I just had trouble fielding the bell to arms today because I was so bummed out by something that I thought I was doing to acknowledge this group of people, and suddenly I'm just Lucifer with the fact that I beat up on Pony. I got actionable. It's actionable. I'd quit if it was me. Mike is this soulless monster. He's always doing this. And then there are plenty of people that also came on and said, you know, that's what he does. That's the way it goes. But it also just, it got to me. This time it got to me because, you know, I was passionate about it because I knew how good it felt to accept this. And then maybe my mind has been swirling about, I've said for a long time that we probably get too close. Radio was the most intimate form of media that I can know. And then podcasting got just a little more intimate, where with social media and podcasting coming of age at the same time, we reached out and we've contacted people personally, and it's gone back and forth. And, you know, for the love of God, the thing that started this whole thing was the mother of one of my employees getting on and saying it was bullshit what I did. And she was right. Because she knew him better than I knew him. But then because of that, the floodgates opened, and suddenly I got my, if you wanted to know if I got my payoff with this, if I got beaten up, yes, I did. And I deserve it in a lot of people's minds, and that's all well and good. And it was tough. It was tough to read what I read about me. It really, because I say to myself, okay, I've been doing this a long time. I came from an environment where I thought the person that I worked with, Don Geronimo, was too harsh a lot of times. And, you know, if I'm turning into somebody that's going to be too harsh all the time, I don't know. Maybe I just don't know. I really, really, this is the first time in a very, very long time where and if you think it sounds like a pity party, and you want to jump on me about that, that's fine. Yeah, maybe it's a pity party. But it just, today was difficult. I feel as though what I do is, you know, try to put together a show every day and try to make it entertaining. And it's just, it sucks. It sucks to be sitting in this chair. Yes, Oscar.
Don't go soft on us. That was so, it could have been so much worse for Pony. It could have been so much worse. And I got to tell you, man, look, the one thing we've always been on this show is real.
Amen.
And if we came
that was,
in
there
here.
There was no shtick in what we did.
No. And soft sold this. And, you know, I still contend in my soul of souls that this man was never going to go to Japan. I'm still friends with him. I still love him. But he just tried to rope-a-dope us. And we said, no. The same way he was going to go to Maine, and he, at the last minute, didn't go to Maine. That was brought up to me yesterday, and I forgot about that.
I didn't get that.
Yes.
I didn't get that.
I love Pony.
I believe he wanted to go.
He's like,
I do,
too.
Okay, I'm saying, for me
Thanks,
personally.
Thanks, Rob. Glad you got that in there.
But my take. He,
Rob, it's true,
he
man.
He just did not want to go.
You get God bless Rob for his kindness. That's fine. That's fine, because that's what you have. I get sociopath. So, I mean, but the fact is, we're all on the same show. And you really believe that he didn't want to go?
I feel like this type of trip might have been too much for him. And I feel like the best outcome of all of this was that he stopped smoking. It's a big win for everybody, including himself and his loved ones.
Well, can I stop you right there? And listen, I know that I'm whining. This might not sound like whining per se, but I am venting right now because my because I am just a little taken aback.
I didn't call you because I didn't think there was anything to call about.
I know you didn't. I know.
You never know when it's going to hit you. And I've been through it too. I've gotten hatred too.
Here's one thing. And by the way, Pony, you are not even involved in this because we worked out. I thought we had a pretty productive conversation last night. The fact is that I thought that someone might mention, you know, as I am just Johnny Crulamento. Did anyone here, and I'm just curious, did any of you that are calling me the sociopath, did any of you hear my legitimate, genuine, as we talked about before, real reaction when I found out that Pony had quit smoking for, I think it was 10 days?
Right.
Did anybody hear that? I'm just kind of curious about that. I was mad because on multiple levels. I was mad first and foremost because this amazing opportunity was not going to be realized. I was mad because I thought there was, and this is a word that you might hear throughout this. It came down to etiquette as well, politeness. And I think I've got a lot of it. I think I was raised that way, that when you receive something, you write a thank you note and you have to be appreciative of it. And I felt like that was maybe going by the way, with the fact that we were just going to come in here and deal with that. So that was my frustration. And then everything else that you heard yesterday was piled on top of that. But no, someone said they'll just say it was shtick. No, it wasn't shtick.
No.
We were really, really concerned that people, and then what a lot of the people, and God bless them, who said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter to me. No refund necessary. Now, here's a question I'll ask all of you.
Yes.
If we had come in here and said, Pony, they won't allow his meds in Japan. He ain't going. We're very sorry. And moved on. Do you think that those same people that are yelling at me for being harsh would have probably jumped up and said, that's it? Because I think you wrote what? That's it on the thread with the text.
I said,
that he's
not going. He's not
going
to go. And that's.
Do you think there would have been a backlash?
Of course.
I don't know if your feed is different than my feed because I don't block anybody.
Yeah.
Except for SDM, apparently, because I don't know where he is. I don't see him anywhere because I was looking for him yesterday to try to make contact.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought about that yesterday.
Yeah,
everybody's reached out to him, and he's loving fact that he's I think he's missed. And the fact is, I've reached out to him, and I don't know. You know what I thought about last night? If he really was banged up about this with the way people were treating him on the fan club, which can get really, really harsh.
Yes.
I can understand how he feels more, and he was treated harshly by us when it came to the whole Super Bowl thing, where a lot of people felt the same way.
Well, look,
but there were a lot of people that backed me up on that too. And there are a lot of people that play it on both sides regularly.
And also, you have to feel that there are tens of thousands of people that did not comment at all.
They don't
at
engage. All.
Because this, you know what? Engage. They just realized that, yes, it was honest. Yes, it was not shtick. And today is honest. And today is not shtick. But it is still a show. And we have a plot line, a plot arc of Pony going to Japan that we had to address.
This is also not off-brand for Pony. He doesn't go places. He tells us no go at the last minute. This is what he does. This is who
he is.
So
you're still going back to the fact that he didn't want to go.
I think the man simply doesn't like traveling. I think that the idea of going is great, but
he's here. Let's not talk about him like he's not here. I mean, I believed, and we talked about it. I think we touched on that last night.
Yesterday we talked about it.
I was just basically taking your temperature.
How about this? If you're
doing.
So bummed out about going out, and look, write the monster emails to me. Tell me I'm soulless. I love reading it. I love seeing my name in print. It's great.
I don't know. I don't mind seeing my name in print. I don't like, and I had a little fun with it. Last night when I wrote,
I saw that
for all those that want to know, I'm doing fine,
which was great.
That was doing a little bit of shtick.
I tried to reach out to Pony yesterday. Someone that's bummed out and doesn't want to do anything with life. We needed him for another project. You know, Pony should make some side cash or some other projects I work on. So I have a very great relationship with Pony. He's like a little brother to me, right?
Well, you brought him to the show.
Yes.
I mean, he was your buddy.
He is
your buddy.
If someone's so bummed out. I think Pony was out and about last night. I think he was out on the town having a great time. I don't know if he was swinging with the Hansons, but he was out.
I was hanging out with the Hansons because they heard the show and they wanted to get me out of the house and give me something to do and not sit around worrying about this.
Sexy time. Yep. Not going to Japan. Let's celebrate. Yeah. I was like, if someone's really bummed, they're not going out.
You know what the worst part about hanging with the Hansons is?
What I heard from what Pony just said was that he was
a victim.
Being consoled.
Yeah. Consolation. Yeah.
That feels good, does it not, Pony? I mean, that feels some good support. When all those people it was nice are showing you the love.
It is. I'm still Oscar, I don't know why you... I get why you think. I get why you think that I didn't want to go, but I'm telling you, I wanted to go. I wanted to go.
I believe you wanted to go, but you had no intention on going.
I had
going.
Every intention of going. Two it wasn't things. Until the last moment that I realized that I discovered that little law of Japan's where they...
Little won't. Law. That yeah. law me, has been me, in place for years.
Look, I talked to Pony, and I'm not where... thanks for taking the bullet for me, Oscar. I appreciate it. That's the only way Oscar shows me love as he stands in front of the firing line. Oscar might not even be sincere.
I do feel this way. No,
Oscar might not even be sincere about this. He just wants to take some bullets
off
me.
I told Spivak off the air. By the way, Oscar, he never wanted
in a very strange, twisted way, yes. I'm really feeling the Kwan. I am really, really feeling the Kwan.
I told Spivak off the air. I said he never wanted to go. True story.
What do you really think, Rob?
I really think that he wanted to go. Because I saw him.
Oscar said he wanted to go,
but then
I think he had every intention of going.
All right.
Because I've seen him throughout the last, 6 months or however. November is when he found out about.
He hasn't mentioned one thing off air or on air about what he was going to go do after that one show where he said you got a trip to Japan.
No, he talked to me about passport difficulties and he had to go through all that. And yeah.
Set you up.
Maybe he was.
Breadcrumbs.
I just bought new luggage like 2 days ago.
Now that's significant.
New luggage 2 days ago. The luggage
is significant.
What did you get?
The epitome of your
American Tourister.
Samsonite.
Both great.
Who buys luggage 2 days before their trip to Japan?
My suitcase wasn't big enough.
Oh, God.
For all the things.
All I know is there were a couple of people that pressed the nerve because. I don't go back and listen to the show.
Okay.
So I was ranting and
I thought you gave him a soft touch, Mike. I'm not going to lie. I told Rob, I said, that could have been so much worse.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I did yell at one point.
Yeah.
I know I screamed.
Who doesn't yell on a show at one point?
It's frustrating. It gets frustrating.
Well, the situation was frustrating.
Yeah.
And he wasn't broken up. He did his job and it skipped out of here.
My feelings were this was really something where I wanted to demonstrate to the people that did this that we do care, that I care.
Right.
And that it backfired tremendously among a lot of people that thought
cared. Like we understand, we empathize.
Sure.
We thought this is what look, the back and forth is exactly
one
what
guy
happened
was accusing
yesterday.
Me if I was worried that the revenue stream of these gifts would stop because of this. If you think for one, I have to point something out to that individual. By the way, I got my gift already. I don't plan on getting another gift.
We were going to get Rob to give back his gift.
Right.
Right.
The Pony ruined it.
Ruined.
Ruined.
He ruined it. Way ruined. To go, Pony. Ruined
How
everything.
Do you feel about the status of your gift?
I mean, I don't know if you should go now, man. If this is the way people turn on Mike.
I am totally willing to give it back. It would be
that's
fine
a, this
by
man
me.
Is lying.
It's why not, would you want to? Why
like
would
he
you
has
want
already
to do
told
that?
His family he's going. Like he's got. There's no way Carrie's gonna be okay with it. She hates us already.
Well, that's it. Like there's nothing to lose.
Show.
No, it's if it would somehow help right a situation, I'm okay with it.
Why would you want to do that though?
If it would make things better all around. If it would improve the general atmosphere, mood. It doesn't look like there's a case where anyone's totally upset.
Whose
with
mood would it improve?
The listenership, the relationship between us and the listeners. I mean, if there is some ill will because of went down with Pony yesterday, and I don't think there is. I think that we've seen that there. Most
well, there's
people,
no ill will. There's no ill will towards Pony, Rob.
I got 50.
There's ill will. Oh, there's ill will coming out, as you know. You read it all. There's ill will coming out the ass for your boy here.
Right.
That's the ill will that's been coming
out. It is top heavy against you, but I'll say that
you get a taste. Soulless seems to be.
I see cackling
seems to be.
He is so much more like, a soulless. Because
I'm still an admin. I see everybody. Everybody's post, right? So I'll say that it was 50-50.
Okay, I wondered about that because that is a classic example when you know this.
Yes.
You probably all know this. When you're getting beat up on, you don't ever see it as 50-50. You only really dwell on the stuff that's negative. I think what got me is there are people that I have relationships with
that you know
that were kind of harsh. Mm. And there were a lot of likes. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, Michael Colburn liked Glenda's text, Glenda's message.
See, that hurt me.
Mike. That hurt me.
Mike, that's where the pain comes from.
Mm-hmm.
No, because that was actually last minute.
I pretend to know these people. I don't know them. I barely remember them. I'm horrible with names.
I know. It's frustrating.
I think that's where our disconnect is, where I'm like, oh, you listen to the show. That's awesome. Like, you're our family. Let me check your name.
No, I feel the same. But if
Tony Lamb said something horrible, which he didn't.
Okay.
Right. No.
I'd be upset because he brought us beer. And I remember him.
Okay. That you remember.
Yes. And we need more beer, beer club. Like, sidebar.
Let me say this. I'm grateful for the people that are super passionate about the show, but I think there is an outside chance that I may not understand the way they think.
Well, I think that's possible.
I don't. Thanks, Rob. I think that I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't understand. I think that's why yesterday I thought that was valid. I wasn't looking for Pony to get beaten up over that. I just didn't expect that I would. And it was because I really felt concerned that we weren't demonstrating the proper amount of gratitude by just glossing over. I thought we had to make kind of a big deal because did anybody read the number, the dollar number that this trip was?
I didn't see it.
I'm well aware. It's multi-thousand dollars.
Multi-thousand.
Yes, multi-thousands.
Multi-thousands of dollars.
Also, you should know that Pony has $1,000 in spending cash. Wonder where that went.
It's waiting to go back to SDM.
No.
It's waiting to go to SDM.
If you give it back, we get in more trouble. Smoke them if you got them, Pony. Who cares?
No, don't tell them that.
You know what I mean.
I just went to the fan club just to randomly pick some of these up.
Okay.
From Michael O'Brien. Okay, I'm going to say it. Mike owes Pony an apology. His biggest worry was his ego and how Pony was going to affect him. This was not a good episode at all. It brought back the first episode when he says, "I'm not one of you." I thought that was a great episode, though. And Michael, thank you for listening from the very beginning.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
We never forget our roots.
Someone wrote this. Had this. As an alternative viewpoint, everything's got to be alternative now. I love today's show. And
here's a guy that says something that I've been with the show 15-ish years. I really don't know. Has Mike ever traveled truly internationally aside from nearby tropical islands or all inclusives? Or Rob? I've been to Ireland, England, Italy, that's about it. And Germany. So
Haiti.
I think the answer to the question is Haiti.
Yeah, I've been to France and Germany. I've done the European thing.
A first time overseas trip is always anxiety riddled. Well, okay. Well, that kind of speaks to what Oscar was saying.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little anxiety. This is the first time you would have traveled out of the country, right, Pony?
It is, but again, I had every intention of going on this trip.
Mm-hmm.
As an alternative viewpoint, I love today's show, and I've listened to it 3 times. Mike O'Mara. Some people are missing the point. Not mad because Pony isn't going. Mad because he's outwardly lackadaisical attitude and lack of action. Great show today.
But let me something I do truly, the one thing where I was enlightened about this was I do believe that the ADD or your introverted personality, are you okay with me saying that? Because you are an introvert.
Absolutely.
You're going to shut down when we start ranting and raving. So that may come across to us and to people listening as a lack of urgency, myself included. And for that, and I believe that. And I believe that might be the case. We talked about a lot of stuff. I don't know what we talked about. But I think we talked about that last night.
But look, I sat with this porcelain doll the day before he was supposed to leave for Japan.
This
couch.
This dainty porcelain doll?
Yes.
fragile
with the designer jeans on and everything. I said, hey, man, let's sit down. Let's look at these links. Right. The point was for me that I felt what he signaled to me. And this is not pressure, Oscar. It's not like you're going on this trip. This is like, I'm your older brother.
Helpful, Oscar.
Let me help you out. Don't leave the city. You got to go to the Japanese embassy or something. Like, we're trying to find this situation. Mm. He was right in the long run where this had to be addressed a month ago, right?
Right.
That there was nothing to be done. But I wanted to make sure that he couldn't fast track some way, because we are lucky enough to broadcast from the capital of the free world, that he could go to an office that is open and get something fast tracked.
Right.
There didn't seem to feel like there was a lot of that thought process in his eyes, where he's in DC, there is a Japanese embassy, there is the State Department right there, they all have offices.
All right, so you're and I believe you're being sincere.
Yes.
You're not just trying to wrap it up.
No.
What do you say to that, Pony? Do you think, I mean, I don't know. I'm not asking for
that's the logic. I'm
and by the way, I want to make it real clear, because I don't want to get, I personally, I'm sensitive too. I don't want to get beaten
send
up
me
again
the hate
too. I want to no, and don't send Oscar the hate, man. We're hashing this out, cuz it was a big deal on the show yesterday. It still is a big deal. I'm asking you, Pony, do you feel that there's any, Maybe subconsciously, that there's any of that? Because I don't know. I'm not you, and I'm not in you. And by the way, the sadness, I hope, after certainly, you know, 24 hours has gone by, I know you're still bummed about it, but, you know, one of the people said, I'll hold this over Pony's head for years. No. That person,
no.
Let me just say one thing before we get back to you, Pony. I just want to say, I want to make it real clear. And Pony, you know this is true, and Rob and Oscar, you know this. I said on multiple occasions that I wouldn't go in the similar circumstances.
Yes, you did.
If I thought there was even a chance that I was going to talk to a uniformed official, you know, with a samurai sword, I wouldn't do it, okay?
Mike.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't. Oh, that's big, not racist.
Long mustache.
That's a cultural thing. If I thought there was even a chance, I wouldn't get on a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody
I wouldn't get on a plane. Sure. But did I not say that multiple times?
No, you did.
Times
you emphasized it. You emphasized it.
Let me also add this.
This is really helping.
Let me also add this.
No, it really is. You guys know how bumped. I was late coming
through the text thread.
Yeah.
That we had. And this body of evidence, right? Judges, if you will. One of the texts that I threw out there, I said, well, maybe you can go later.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone that definitely wants to go on a trip, definitely wants to do this.
Right.
Isn't just going to fight for a refund. Well, he'll fight for a trip later on.
Well, we'll get to that. And we have to continue this. I'm sorry, it's 2 days of the show.
Right.
But you know what? This is what we have to talk about. And just before we go to break, I just wanted to say one, because there were a lot of hurtful things said.
Right.
By me on the show. I'm sure it was harsh.
I can't believe
a lot of people didn't like it. But the fact is, there were a lot of things hurtful said to me. And, you know, I understand some of them. Some of them are a little harsh on me. Only one in particular I wanted to single out as we go to break here.
Yes.
So, Michael Costello, tickle my Irish bag.
Oh.
Thank you.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know, so, like, I had this joke about how, like, you never see, like, a very attractive blonde, big-breasted homeless woman. You know, like someone will take care of that person no matter what. That woman's gonna be fine.
All right, so here's the joke. You can be attractive and stupid and make it in the world.
Yeah.
And you can be unattractive and smart and make it in the world.
Yeah.
But it's the ugly, dumb people who are really screwed, because they're ignorant and an eyesore. I auditioned for Bud Freeman at the Improv. He okayed me, made me a regular.
Bud won't even look me in the eye, man. That's good for you, man. Congratulations.
You shouldn't have lost all that weight, man. Something funny about a physically fit man.
I know, it's lame, right?
Yeah, no one wants to watch Lance Armstrong do comedy.
Hey, Ira.
Oh, hey, Mark, could you do me a favor and never leave a paycheck from your sitcom on my pillow ever again, please?
Oh, that is so rude of me to accidentally leave my paycheck for $25,000 on your pillow. I'm sorry.
It's a dick move.
It's just they keep coming, you know, week after week. It's getting a little bit hard to keep track of them all.
You know what? Becoming marginally famous has really turned you into an asshole.
Now listen. You know that girl comedian who lives across the street, the one with the dark hair and the bangs?
Daisy. Yeah.
Daisy, right. Well, I bumped into her outside, and she's sitting in our living room right now. She's hot, and she's mousy.
She's mousy like a mouse you want to stick your dick in.
Why would you do that?
I'm trying to hook you up.
Well, I'm laying groundwork, man. I got a 3-month plan. You can't just throw me into this.
I'll give you 10 days on your 3-month plan.
No, I need 80 more days than that.
I do this to motivate you. But I will f*** that girl in 10 days. I promise.
Come on, dude. I'm not cute like you.
Don't do this to me. Don't make me f*** her.
Well, then just don't f*** her.
Don't you put me in this corner where I have to f*** my way out.
He'll do it, too. He'll do it. I've seen him do this before.
This is Wade
Funny Byer, people.
Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Funny people. I liked it. I'm sorry. I know I guess it got panned, but I liked it.
It's amazing what back. Sometimes YouTube will just say, thought you might like this. So I click play and you say, you know what? I like
it's funny,
that.
Isn't it? It's damn funny. And it continues to be funny with Adam Sandler. Anyway, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and podcast. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now, brought to you by Cornerstone. First Financial. They are doing something really, really special, and we're so glad to be a part of it, taking the time to salute our real-life heroes with the Hometown Heroes program. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans, the good guys. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So, if you're a firefighter, a police officer, a teacher, or a veteran buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com, and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, they're still getting a free appraisal from Cornerstone. So this is huge savings. Yeah. It's a fact. Interest rates are going up, up, up. You want to take advantage right now. Kick their banner or click their banner. Don't kick it. On the website, Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. All right, back to the soap opera here. So look, when I came in, I do it. I really come in like late because I'm just gathering myself. But It just this morning early, I was up about 5 o'clock, did the show prep, and so immediately before the show, I was just surfing. And with the surfing, it just got to me that a lot of people were there were many people who were just super kind that have to be acknowledged as well, that said they contributed to this gift, and that there's no obligation and there
was giving, none of that. Was forgiving.
I didn't see anybody say, I want my money back or something like
no,
that.
No, they're super
nice. Did anybody
nice.
See any of that?
No. I got personal messages, and if I didn't get back to you, it wasn't about me not wanting to talk to you. It was about me understanding that your message said it wasn't about the money. Doesn't matter what he does. We just want to do something special.
Yeah, most
for
of the, that is the underlying
and
theme. And
if
then
he let us down,
you.
That's okay. No, actually, I added that.
Soulless. Me. Cackling.
Part,
thank you. Like Pony going, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for that. That's like my thank yous to Rob.
Mike, thank you for chastising me because I was being kind.
You're welcome.
I never thanked you for that.
But anyway, it's but I really look, because they're going to say, oh, what was my, before I came in, this is now, I'm over it. I've passed it, because coming in here and doing this is the therapy that I don't get going to a therapist couch. I've tried. I never like them. I never like them. They don't do anything for me. They're a bunch of nerdnicks. Anyway, that's what I want to
say. Are they jerks?
That profession.
Therapy can
they're
be healthy.
Big jerks.
Jerk faces.
Big asses. They're big asses. Let me ask this, and I probably shouldn't, and I want you to answer honestly, because I value not only my coworkers, but I value their families as well. And I would hate to be, I get suspicious about certain family members that, are either with us or without us. Mm-hmm. But I have to ask this question, Ponyboy.
Did you
speak to your mom, Glenda, over the last 24 hours since the show? And what is her state?
What's her take?
Just by
Glenda's
text.
Take.
She was Glenda's surprised take. At how violent the reaction was yesterday.
Violent?
No punches were thrown.
Well, I don't mean physically violent. I just mean she was surprised at how emotional, much yelling there was.
I think the emotion is the word you're looking for. Yeah.
Did at any point Glenda say to you, well, he did make some good points?
Not really. She was, I mean, she's obviously going to be on my side no matter what. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way it is. But
that's what a mom should do.
She didn't tell you to man up and hide him in a Tylenol bottle?
No.
By the way, the idea that our listeners have so many ways of smuggling
drugs. There are a lot of people telling me to smuggle drugs into a country.
Yeah. That's the culture.
Smug juggler.
Not a million years would I do
that. The Pony Express.
Precisely. God, I'd watch that on Netflix.
I think I have to give a point of clarity, too, about this.
Yes.
And Rob and Pony know this. What is something that I get most frustrated about? It's the communication, right?
Always.
It's almost my number one. There was a little of that bled through into the Japan thing that probably resulted in my reaction. I think the reaction was 60% legit, 20% prior communication issues, and 20%, hey, it's the show, and I think it'll be kind of fun to get all ramped up. That's mm-hmm. it.
Okay.
If there was any, there was maybe even less, probably 10% shtick out of that. It was not. I was legitimately hot. But it's going to be pointed out. After it's done, it's done. You move on. And the fact that this is spilled into a second day has nothing to do with Pony and everything to do with my sensitivity.
But your shtick percentage is, even at 10, is too high. What the percentage is that it's a 10% percentage of reality. I mean, mm-hmm. this really happened. This was a mm-hmm. big portion of the fabric of our show. We had plans to change the way the show was going to be done over the next few days.
Yes,
people were being trained. I mean, this was
wrong people.
Wrong people.
Let me be
clear. Mistakes were made.
Right.
But all around.
But
when Diego kept on talking, let me ask this. I'm like, stop talking.
So Diego was going to do. How much would you be interested in just taking some time to go chill and really wake up late and not have to drive in and do, because we trained Diego.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it would be my way of, Oscar's shaking his head. Oscar, please don't shake.
You know, it might be nice. Pony, why don't you take 2 days, Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, that sounds great.
And just relax. No,
I know you set aside the time and you know, would you want to go relax, or is this part of your therapy just coming in here? It's not like we're giving your job away or anything.
I'd rather be here. Honestly. Right.
I'd rather him be here as well.
As would I.
There was a
You think the potential for disaster with Diego is that significant?
I love Adrian/Diego, right? Mm-hmm. He's a good kid.
Let's bring our master's degree man in.
Yes.
Even though you have an MBA, Oscar, I don't want to shortchange
it's
you.
It's fine.
But let's bring Andrea from Italy in. Andrea.
You know, it's funny when you did that intro, just in case, I turned on Dan O'Brien's mic. How silly of me.
Oh, hi. Is Dan O'Brien here,
yes.
too?
Yes.
We'll go to both of them. We'll
okay.
go. Andrea, you first. I don't know if you guys got a chance to listen to yesterday's show.
I did.
But I think by our discussion, oh, good. I'm glad you did. So what is your impression of all this? And as somebody who's brand new to the show and probably, hasn't experienced one of my patented harsh rave outs.
And also someone who is by nature an international traveler.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
And is beloved by the audience.
Yes.
What is your take on this?
I'm kind of new to all of this, honestly. So, like, I knew from the start when I started the internship that Pony was supposed to go to Japan, and I was sorry to hear that he was not going.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that really made me angry or upset was the...
Can I stop you for just a second?
Yes.
Rob, perhaps some romantic music.
Yes,
romantic. Whenever Andrea talks, I think even whatever the subject is, I think it's appropriate to play that in the background, just from the, you know.
So what made me upset about this entire situation was the issue about the medication, you know, because for me, because I take medication as well, being diabetic. So it's like, it's as if I was traveling back to Italy or to France or to other places.
Other romantic places.
Yes.
And they didn't let me bring my medication with me. I would be really upset. That's right. The only thing that like really made me upset.
Okay.
Now, then the other thing is like, it's not actually Pony's fault. Oh, that's like the way I see it.
Oh, wow.
Good. Thank
that's
you.
That's Andrea's okay. take.
Yeah, Andrea's take. Andrea's take.
Thank you very much. Dan O'Brien, would you like to weigh in on this?
Stop that music.
Thanks.
Here's music.
Dan
for
the
him.
Fan Man.
Yeah. That's me. That's me. Hey, you everybody, know what makes me laugh, Dan? He's like, telling you what I think about Pony's trip to Japan.
He got it. He got it without any prompting. He got it. I think he should still go.
Hide him in the Tylenol bottle. They'll never fight.
But you know what you should call the country, right?
Japan. I'm not smuggling drugs. I'm smuggling in fans.
No terrorists for you.
From Nagasaki to Okinawa. Phnom Penh. Saigon.
All right, turn his microphone off.
Best moment of his career
that
right
was,
there.
That was
that's not a high mark.
Well done. That is damn fine is what that is. Thank so, yeah, it hit a nerve. A lot of people are talking about this, you know, and... by the way, I have to say this publicly. I might have my issues with people on the show, whether they're in the studio or not, whether they're working with me or not. Even people like Stephen Douglas McIntyre, I'm seriously concerned for his welfare.
Yes.
And Stephen, I have said this and I will say it publicly. We have a disagreement on that issue with the Super Bowl and with participation for live events. But at the same time, I think everybody in this room respects and appreciates what you've done.
Yes.
And I, you know, the fact that you are unreachable because, you know, the show got you angry.
Maybe
I got you angry.
He went to Japan.
And people, I guess specifically the catalyst was people on the fan page that were giving him a lot of grief. And he said he was going to take a hiatus.
Right.
I'd like to know what's up with him because I think people are concerned. Did you say, Robin, you sort of made contact? Or?
I spoke to someone who I thought was in contact with Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
Dirk?
Yes, I spoke to Dirk. Dirk said he has not returned any calls. And so I reached out to Stephen Douglas over the between yes. now and the last show and hoping to hear back from him. And I said, you know, I know you're keeping a low profile, but I'd really like to talk to you. And I'll you know, double down right here because I hope he's still listening to the show. Stephen, give me a call. I just want to talk about some things.
Also, Dirk, stop being so dramatic. There's no healing to be done here, all right? No earthquake, no hurricane, no tornado
Nor'easter.
Blew through here.
Right.
We all are gainfully employed and work our asses off, and we're better off for it. So stop with the drama. That's the last. I love you, Dirk. I would still like to receive the gift cards on my birthday and
let's
on
call
holidays.
Dirk.
But I'll say this. Oh, we
let's
have
call,
I don't
no,
have his
it's
number.
Too early.
I think
it's too
I
early
might.
For Dirk.
Might
it's
be too
probably
early.
Super early for Dirk and he texted
but
me
the
like really
healing.
Late last night.
There's no healing to be done.
Yeah.
This is a show.
It is a show.
That's
and,
what it is.
By the way, the healing factor with the show, including my previous comments about people saying mean things to me, that is as long the fact that it lasted more than 9 hours is pretty unusual for me, but it stuck in my craw. It stuck in my craw because it just did.
Yeah, know? but you also, Mike, you're in. You know, ever since you had little Michael, you're just a little more sensitive about certain things. So I
maybe
when I call
I
you soft,
know.
I don't think you're
I'm not
soft.
So sensitive that I don't come in and scream and yell when I'm pissed off.
True enough,
I'm not that.
But
sensitive.
we have also, Mike, you and I have talked on and off air that as we have gotten older, we have gotten more emotional. And
yes.
things do get to us. And there are certain hate-filled sites that I'm in a really weird frame of mind. I'll go there and I'll read stuff about the show and me. And it does. It bothers you. You never know what's going to bother you. You never know what's going to really get at you. And that's, you know, Oscar, it goes back to what you said. This show is real.
Yes.
And when something really gets to you, you have to come in and address it because that's the only way you can get out of it.
Look, I grew up in a world of corporal punishment, right? Where... I was beat on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Beaten.
Like beaten right. with a belt, right?
Yeah. Right.
Pedro.
Yes. My mom will not apologize for it.
Right.
I've asked her publicly on the radio. She says she beat me just enough. And I think that she prepared me for a world where, hey, you got to roll with the punches.
Yeah. Or the belts.
Or the belts.
Yeah.
And my point being is that this was nothing. Somebody effed up. We called him out on it.
Yeah.
We move on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. It just seems to me that
in at the end of this particular segment of shows, we do have to kind of perceive how we handle this stuff.
Yeah,
because this did become problematic. It did become problematic, and I'm aware enough of the situation now. Yes, the laws are a bit antiquated in Japan. They don't recognize that this is legitimate stuff. Pony and I were talking last night about the fact that I use Xarelto, a blood thinner that I take, as an example. I wouldn't want to say, oh, if my doctor switches out my particular medication, mm-hmm. then I'll be okay. That is stress-inducing.
Of course.
You don't necessarily want to do that. What's the thing that they substitute for your drug, Pony? What's the thing that they would substitute for your Adderall?
Well, I mean, there isn't really anything that they substitute for it because it's all like amphetamine-based stuff. So,
but there's something that Japan prescribes.
There is something that they...
There's something called Vyvanse, which is one of my medicines.
Yes.
And if I were to...
Like double up?
Double up. But the problem is it's so long-acting that, I mean, that would even be a problem for me.
Yeah. So, again...
Can we get a little clarity?
There's credibility to the law. And I did look a deeper dive after he left yesterday because I smelled something that I really felt like it was just fishy. Because I said, there's got to be somebody with Pony's condition that is in Japan. They just planned a little better, right?
Right.
So as I did the research, and I remember sitting here being like, I don't even know why I'm doing this, but I have to know. There is a process. It's a longer process that if to be frank.
So there is a process where he could get his specific medications.
Yeah, there is. It's not 100%. It's they say that it's on a case by case basis where you can get a green light.
Like a waiver?
Yeah, a waiver of
some
sort.
Does Japan grant the waiver?
The Japanese government has to do so.
Okay. I'm sure that moves fast.
Yeah, but it's also something that could have been caught months ago. If this was addressed earlier, that's at the root of the problem. And if he wants to go, which I don't think he wants to go, I go back to my initial contention that he never said within any of these conversations, like, maybe we could figure this out. Maybe I can go later on this year.
Well, that would it be cool be to look at the nature of the personality of the guy. I don't know.
Or,
and I'm not trying to, I mean, do you believe that? Do you believe that? I mean, do you still really believe that? Are you telling the truth? Or are you just trying to take a bullet from me or ramp things up because you don't get as affected by me?
No, I truly believe.
Don't ever tell him this, but he is a little tougher.
That if somebody wants to do something and wants to go, they will fight for it. Not just see
Pony, what do you say to that? I mean, you know,
What I would say first off with regards to going later, the last thing on my mind is, you know, getting more money together to take another trip later on. I'm still mortified and upset about not being able to go on this trip and having really wasted so much time and money that a lot of people put together to send me here. And
but what about the logic of, like, now that you know everybody doesn't want their money back because they're just such nice people?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. If there's one consistent in this group, it's the people that did this that reached out yesterday.
Was
a moment. Let me say, that's a moment, and I think you probably had it too, Oscar. That's a moment for me where that's almost a learning experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where you just go, I'd like to be a better person to get inside
of
their heads.
You should be.
I should. Thank you.
Maybe you weren't beaten enough.
Inside, I should get inside the heads of the people that did it. That type of just completely condition-free generosity is stunning.
A gift for the sake of a gift, people would
send you on that incredible trip without any conditions because they like the show that I created so much.
This is where we double down, Mike. and by we, I mean I will double down before we go to break.
Okay.
Now that you know all of this, people don't care about the money. Apparently, life is good for them. They're so generous. They sacrifice a lot. I would say that within and behind the scenes, we could probably get you back the majority of these dollars as a team. Are you willing to give it another try with the proper channels?
If I can get into the country with my meds, absolutely.
Okay. What are you going to do to do that? Good.
Well, first off, I have a lot of things to clean up for today, one of which being my doctor's office. He's called me three times already because of that note that we were going to get.
Okay.
So, I mean, I got to clean up a few messes.
Does the note do anything? Would the note have done anything?
He's going to need the note regardless.
I'm going to need that note in order to get the, what they call, I think they called it a Yakan Shome, which is the form that I need to get that lets me have my medicine.
Now, okay.
I'm sorry.
Down that road.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. I've been chomping to do it.
Great movie.
All right.
Are you willing to try that deadly blowfish that kills 1 out of 100 people from Japan?
Okay, we have to break now. Thank you very much. All right.
After yesterday's show, the blowfish probably tastes delicious to him.
I'm not sure how much more blood we can squeeze out of this turnip, but hey, Ben McDaniel, thank you for the personal message. That was very, very kind. And
did he sing
and we'll
it to you?
Come back. I wish he. It would only be better if he would sing it to me. A pony going to Japan jingle. But we'll come back with more fun. And Al, I have to ask how your blizzard was, too.
Okay.
And I don't know, something.
Shrimp waffles.
Well, hello there. I'm Bunny. Easter is my favorite time of the year. The weather is getting warmer, and spring is busting out all over, if you know what I mean. How do I treat my peeps this time of year? It's with a TMOS bonus show subscription. One click on the bonus show banner at mycomerashow.com allows me to send the funny right to their inbox. I can also print a gift certificate and stuff it in an egg and give it to them in person. So, don't be a tick or a leech. They're gross and totally not sexy. Click that banner in a furious manner and give a bonus show subscription today. Happy Easter.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. You don't need to be an expert to know that consolidating debt into a low fixed rate can save you money, especially when the average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. Let's talk about Lightstream.
Yeah.
With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with fixed interest rates as low as 5.49 APR with auto pay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, it's entirely online, and you see your interest rates before you apply. Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, and it's backed by the Rate Beat program. Lightstream will beat any qualifying interest rate presented by any other lender. That's a pretty big deal right there.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same-day funding. Welcome back to the show. The saga of the Japan trip, and it just it's gotten strange. I think this is my take on this. I think that it is a relationship that's unlike any other I've had in my career with people that listen passionately to this show. I look back and now, and I mean this sincerely. If I had had to do it again, I may. The gift given to me that was kept secret from me until I think the day before I announced it on the show was so spectacular for me. It was something I had wanted so badly. It was such a spot on thing that was done, and I give Stephen Douglas McIntyre credit on that. And the fact is that I said the fact is I really was thrilled, and I took it, and I took it because why is that? Oh, that's my alarm. Yeah. If I had to do it again, I might have said, no, we don't do that.
No, I don't know.
I mean, you got a lot. We've all benefited.
Yeah, we all have. And if anybody should be giving up anything, it's Rob.
I agree.
To signal to the audience
that the era has ended.
Enough is enough. Pony ruined it for everybody.
Yes. What if we got Pony to pay for my cruise?
That's a great idea.
No, this is not about finances, you jerk.
Get you a paddle boat.
Why don't we get you to pay for your cruise and you give that money to charity?
Ah, that'd be good. Maybe we could use the money for the cruise to buy you more wedding gifts that you have seemingly regretted not mentioning in this entire discussion.
Hey, I said thank you through the month of December. Mm-hmm. Leave me alone.
Yeah, but it's sort of in place to that.
I send wedding
thank you notes to every single person that was involved.
Don't doubt that. Just saying that the topic hadn't come up yet today.
I read the names on the air.
Yeah.
I remember Tony, what are you doing? Names on the air.
I have not been invited into that private group yet, but again,
I was lucky enough when they gave me the trip to the Masters, I got an actual
like a
sheet.
Certificate, right?
A certificate with all the names.
I got a Unabomber really letter with names and numbers.
That's
I did not get any such paperwork, but
what did you get, Rob? What did you get?
I have not received any paperwork yet. Carrie's in touch with the travel agent regarding the actual planning of the trip, but when we make contact with our point man, I'm sure we can get a list of names.
A human being, regardless of the
So you are taking the trip then?
I thought he was going to give it to charity. You haven't decided.
I haven't
decided. Just to make sure you are taking the trip.
He hasn't decided. He said.
I have every intention of going on the trip. I am looking into whether or not I can bring my blood pressure medicine.
Such a surprise.
Tony.
I'm taking it.
Just a tip from a friend here. When you get that list, and you should go after it, you should write a nice thank you letter with it, with your penmanship and everything.
Yeah,
right?
Your handwriting
to each person. And that, I think, will mean the world to anybody. People don't do that anymore.
That's fine.
Yes.
Is there anything I'm leaving out before we decide to officially move on from this particular? Is there anything I'm missing? And what is your thought, Rob, when I bring that up about your trip? What is your thought process? Your thought is Mike's being a dick to me now.
No, not at all. What it is. It's Oscar who's being a dick.
Oscar's being a dick.
My thought is this. I don't want to accept anything that would have been given with any sort of misgivings or trepidations about handing a gift to me.
From the
people that were generous enough to put it together.
Well, there's no way that would happen.
But if there is any sort of bad feelings and if it would alleviate.
But there is none. You know that. You're aware of that. So you're not being sincere.
No,
I'm sorry, but you're not being honest. You can base by what's been said to Pony, there is no trepidation. People want to do this.
That's based on his situation. What if there are a segment of people?
I can't say anything because I've already gotten my trip.
Right.
Yeah.
My wonderful trip that
my TVs are hanging up in my
Oscar's
room.
Oscar's got his TVs. Yeah, so you just haven't gotten
90
it.
Days.
Pony didn't get his because of the circumstances,
right.
And now you're next in line.
Right.
And, and it's a dream trip, right? Or is it a dream trip?
Yeah,
or?
It's very cool. I mean, it involves amusement parks and cruising. I mean, well, not cruising like in a sexual way, but taking a cruise.
Good.
Thank you. Well, we'll see.
Because it's not on me. Nobody in the room is going to tell you what to do. It's just kind of
you have to decide.
Okay.
How you feel about the whole circumstance.
How I feel about the whole circumstance?
Dirty?
Don't answer a question with a question.
Okay. Dirty? I do not feel dirty.
Oh, okay.
I do, when it was presented, it was overwhelming, and I felt like maybe undeserved at a certain point.
You were crying.
I was crying because they said it was in honor of my son, and that really yanked at my heartstrings. But would I like to go on the trip? Of course. It would be a lot of fun. I haven't taken the family on a proper vacation maybe in 5 years. And even then, it wasn't anything dynamic like this.
What if we took the remaining dollars and had Pony join you on vacation?
I would
just
be delighted.
And your family. They're all on a cruise.
I would love that.
I bet
think
you
that'd
they'll
be fun.
Take the Vyvanse.
But, yeah, of course they will. But yes, I would like very much to take this trip.
Okay.
So
okay.
There's that.
That's, and is, you know, and that, that's wonderful. Go ahead.
I'm
Oscar,
sorry.
Go
just
ahead.
In case we missed anything, I'd like to say thank you because people continue to give, Mike. We got 6 boxes of Stroop waffles
Oscar,
sent to us yesterday.
If I could just put a button on this.
Yes.
I don't really want to go on the trip, but the kids will love it.
See, I did that for you.
Love you.
All right.
Love you.
Love you back. I love that. We'll take a break and...
Yeah, that's good. Okay, we all Pony, everything all right?
I think I'm good with you guys. Are you guys
we're good with
okay
you?
Yeah,
with me?
Of course.
We're
good I with you. About
I'm,
you
kind of, I'm kind of on the bubble.
Is thank you, Rob. Is Glenda going to listen to the show?
Oh, she hates you.
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Thank you. We'll take a break.
Now we know.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411 starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys mm-hmm who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the More Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number.
Yay.
So, winter is drawing to a close, and we all know what that means. Spring cleaning! Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Did you know that a fresh, decluttered bedroom will relax you so you'll sleep better? So maybe it's time to consider a fresh mattress.
Oh. Hmm?
Yes, good, fresh. Take it from me, I love my Sleep Number bed. Fact, 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness. With a Sleep Number bed, you can choose your ideal firmness on each side of the bed, so it's just right for both of you. It's so comfortable, you can actually feel it contour to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips, and for more proper spinal alignment as well. The new Sleep Number beds are smart, they sense your every move, and automatically adjust to keep you sleeping comfortably. There's even an adjustment for snoring. Does your bed do that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm. My Sleep Number setting is now a 90. I've firmed
Look
it up
you
a little bit. Carla's is an 85. She's firmed hers up a little bit. And last night, my Sleep IQ score again a 90. Sleep Number Queen mattresses start at only $899.99. Right now, during the spring clearance event, you can save up to $600 on their most popular beds. Sleep Number has over 550 stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you. I'll tell you something, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. We have had a long-term relationship with Sleep Number beds, and I love mine. And just the other day, Mrs. O'Mara said to me, do you think we should get another one? Because we're coming up on that time. And I said, yes! And
hey!
If you go into a Sleep Number store and you do the same thing, please mention my name, and we thank you in advance, ladies and gentlemen.
News!
News!
Boo! Hey, everybody loves theme. No, I'm not playing that. Am I a break ahead?
You are a break ahead.
All right.
Do you want to do news in two?
No, we're gonna wrap this up because we were so late. God, how did that happen again? I'm so sorry. I apologize. No, stop the music. We can
okay
take a God. Oh God, this Japan thing is just killing me.
It's
but anyway,
my father. I got a chance to talk to him on WhatsApp yesterday, right?
Yes.
Because he's so cheap, he just won't call on a regular line. So
right,
I have to look at
right
my phone for this one app so he can call on it. The worst. He said.
And is there a horrible delay?
Why, there's a delay. He's got he's in Bolivia. He's got horrible Wi-Fi. I gotta wait for him to like say it really is a 2 second delay where I'm like, all right, I'm gonna wait for him for this thing to come through and then answer. Yes.
Right.
He asked, he said, Did your friend El Caballito Pony?
Little friend?
Yes. Little horse.
Little horse.
Did the little horse go to Japan?
Hapon, as he would say, right?
Right.
Hapon.
Because my dad lived in Hapon for 2 years.
Of course he did.
Oh.
When I was a younger man. He always was away. So
wonder why.
So I said, you won't believe it. Like, apparently there's some issue with the medication, yada, yada, yada. And he he said, que idiota. What a dummy. And I said, look, I think that he didn't want to go, but like he didn't have the heart to tell us. But who really knows? I said, maybe he'll end up getting to go a little later in the year. He goes, yeah, because, you know, Hapon is like has the most beautiful women. Like, I need to hear this from my pops.
Right.
You know, from the 70s.
Right.
And
they're beautiful. I have a family.
They are very, very beautiful women.
The culture, the food, like he's bringing right. all that. I'm like, right. I'll get it. I'm not going to Japón. Like Caballito might not go. Who knows?
Right. Japón. Yes. Japón. Yes. By the way, based on, we had to take a break, but based on that last comment there, that's kind of the cherry on the sundae. I'm not going to take any bullets overnight. Oscar knows this. Oscar right. has sacrificed himself. Oscar's body will look like Warren Beatty and Bonnie and Clyde at the end of the movie tomorrow. And
riddled.
Thank you.
Riddled with bullets.
I feel yeah. the love. I truly do. We will take a break, and now we will come back with news. From Japón. Okay. Right here on the mic.
You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click Amazon, the link at the top of our TMOS website. Super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
No one should be without this, Mike. This will always come in handy. It's a portable pill box suitable for travel.
God. That's
I don't understand.
That's it.
I don't understand. It's black aluminum. It can fit on your key tag or on your zipper pull. It's a beautiful thing. You get three pieces for under $8. That's right. Funny. The portable mini keyring pillbox holder. Buy it now.
Oh, my boys, I'm all better. Amazon really does have everything. You can find the pillbox and more at the top of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Now play that thing.
News.
Wowzy, woo-woo. How about that? Can't wait to tell my wife. The boys made me feel better.
Yay!
Thank you. I was really depressed when I came in. The thing where Bill Murray shows up at unexpected places and acts delightfully quirky has been going on a lot longer than you probably realized. It goes back to at least 1977 when he crashed Elvis Presley's funeral.
How did I, a guy who loves Bill Murray and adores right. Elvis Presley,
right.
not know this?
And it was on the Today Show, but we don't, you know, we're up earlier, so we
yeah,
don't watch
that. I don't
anymore.
Take the Today Show anymore, Mike.
He told the Today Show that he just hopped on a flight to Memphis because, quote, something made me want to go. He got to Graceland just as public visitation hours were ending, but he met a photographer he knew who was covering the whole thing, so he got hooked up. The next day, he was on a bus at the front of the funeral procession. Quote,
wow.
It was an extraordinary thing to see. Hundreds of thousands of people standing on a really hot day waiting. At the cemetery, he noticed people staring and pointing at him. But then he realized that he wasn't the one they were looking at. Quote, I realized they were pointing at Elvis's mother's grave. I was standing right at her gravesite. It was a very interesting moment. That's a Bill Murray
Gladys
story.
Gladys Love Presley.
Cool.
that was shortly after, because there was so much threatened grave robbery. They moved Elvis and his mother to the meditation garden at Graceland, but he was buried for a while at the cemetery down the street.
Grave robbery.
Grave robbery. Kind of steal his body.
Bunch of people in jumpsuits.
And also.
And shovels.
Here's something to know. Elvis is not buried under his headstone in the meditation garden to prevent grave robbery. He's buried under the large statue to the left.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. So bring your shovels.
Oh, maybe your backhoe if it's a statue. Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith. We're fans of Kevin Smith. He's giving a plant-based diet a try following his near-fatal heart attack on February 25th.
Yeah, the hostess plant. Am I right, ladies?
In his first Hollywood Babble On podcast, the director revealed that he's been on a meal plan after being told by his doctors to lose 50 pounds due to a massive Widowmaker attack. In 9 days, I've lost 17 pounds, Smith revealed, adding that he's been following illusionist Penn Jillette's mono diet from his book, Presto, How I Made Over 100 Pounds Disappear, which recommends eating only potatoes for the first 2 weeks before introducing salads and vegetables, no fruits or nuts, for the next 3 months. It's a pretty intense program, but it's been interesting and, of course, necessary for my health and stuff. But once I get to a decent place, then I can think about eating again. So that's the very honest Kevin Smith who tells you, and I'm glad he's still
around. The good thing about those gimmick diets is the weight stays off.
Stays off, absolutely. When he goes back to his first burger, you gain 13 pounds.
Seen it happen.
Gimmick dies. The man's trying to live.
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Donald Trump Jr.'s alleged affair with former Celebrity Apprentice contestant Aubrey O'Day came to an abrupt end in 2012 when his wife Vanessa discovered sexy text messages between the pair.
Rookie mistake.
A source who worked with Celebrity Apprentice where Trump Jr. and O'Day first connected when she was a contestant and he was an advisor on the show, tells People that President Trump's eldest son was in the shower and his phone was on the bedside table when sexy text came from O'Day. This is how Vanessa found out and the affair ended, says a source familiar with the couple.
I would say that this is a time where he could have used Snapchat because that's what the kids use, right?
But is that the one where they disappear?
Where they disappear.
Right.
And know this.
Yes.
Those that think your mistress can keep a secret, she can't.
She can't. She can't. Nothing happened.
Yeah. Yes.
The very moral fiber that allows her to be a mistress
means she's going to be a blabbermouth. There you go. That's it. No matter how bad things are going, all of it vanishes ever so briefly the moment you shove a slice of pizza or a donut into your mouth. What did you enjoy for dinner last night, Pony, with all your troubles?
We had a spicy chicken. It was very good.
And then sex?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, during the meal.
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't tell you, Mike, the worst part about visiting the Hansons is the coin flip.
Oh, God, him again.
He's a blabbermouth.
According to a new survey, 76% of people, this is not anything new, I don't think.
Right.
They say 76% of people that an average day, their happiest moments are when they're eating. I might testify to that. For 20% of people, eating is even more enjoyable than getting it on.
Does eating include drinking in this survey?
I don't
survey?
Know. Well, if you're washing food down, I would assume.
Because I think the happiest part of the day is the first cocktail.
The survey also found the 10 foods that make us the happiest. I don't know if this is in order, but I'll go pasta, cheese, brownies, ice cream, spicy foods, burgers, steak, fried foods, pizza, and chocolate.
It's a good list.
Yeah, there you go.
Pizza.
Now,
for me.
On a related story, this is back to back here, so to speak. How much poo will you produce in your life? Hi, everybody. If you're eating, please step away from the table. Step away from the table. Scientists actually have an estimate for you. Here are the numbers. On the average day, you eliminate about 14 ounces of it. That adds up to about 312 pounds a year. Oh. So by the time you're 21, you have produced over 3 tons.
Wow.
I'm Ted Cruz, and I approve this.
Wow, that was so delightfully random.
Sometimes I sit on for a while. You never know when they come in handy.
If you're a man with a if you're a man with a life expectancy of 76, you'll produce 24,320 pounds.
Oh.
That's 12 tons, or the weight of approximately 2 elephants. If you're a woman with a life expectancy of 81, you'll produce more, 25,920 pounds, almost 1 ton more than men. Oh, and if you add up all of the poo produced by people in the world every day, this is going to be nasty.
Yeah.
It adds up to 640 billion pounds.
You'd think we'd be running out of places to put it.
You'd think that the earth would, like, cave in.
This reminds me of a legendary joke that was done by Pat McCormick. He used to be a writer for Johnny Carson.
Mm-hmm.
He was going through a grocery line, and he had groceries and a six-pack of toilet paper. And he asked the clerk, is this enough toilet paper for the food I'm buying?
That's funny. He was a funny dude.
He was.
And now a little something-something. Police and wildlife officials attempted to track down a loose monkey seen near a Florida strip club. You don't need more than the headline right there. Loose monkey near a Florida strip club seen on Tuesday. The North Miami Beach Police Department said it was working in conjunction with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission to locate the monkey, which came from an industrial area west of Interstate 95. The monkey was first spotted outside the King of Diamonds Strip Club Tuesday morning. According to the Miami Herald, the monkey supposedly came from a nearby research lab. The search for the monkey was suspended Tuesday night, and the monkey is still at large. Police advise if you capture the monkey, especially near the strip club, you are not to spank it. Thank you very much. That is...
Thank you very much.
How much poop is that monkey going to make in a lifetime?
Oh, my God. It depends if it's a male monkey or a female monkey.
It does.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Four Network Sports Update. Brought to you by Dan the Fan Man and the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. In feetball, Kirk Cousins signed a 3-year contract with the Minnesota Twins. He will likely be the starting point guard come next season. In hockey, Alex Ovechkin did a really cool-looking thing and scored a goal. I'm not sure who won because I forgot to write down the score. In baseball, the guy with the long hair and the beard hit a home run in the 8th inning, securing a 2-1 victory over the Sacramento Kings. This update brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an extra hour of uncensored hilarity, and it makes the other 5 shows possible. Sign up today at MikeOmeraShow.com with updates at 11 and 41 past the hour from the Four Network Sports Desk. I'm Ronique Mermelstein.
Right. Thought we'd work that in just to get a little extra listenership. We're adding sports to the show.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost Easter Sunday. You know, the miracle of Easter.
Yes.
On the third day, they rolled back the stone and he had risen. But the bonus show's price remains the same. No Easter basket is complete without a TMOS bonus show subscription. Yes, friends, one simple click at the TMOS website and you're all set. And that's the crucifact, not crucifixion. Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeOmeraShow.com. No, we don't need any more of that. You can send the gift certificate to yourself, or you can give it in person, or send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away, along with their peeps and jelly beans. They'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking and start giving the wonderful gift of gift givery. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It turns a good Friday into a great Friday. Am I right, ladies?
Yes, ladies.
Let's open up the audio vault. Oh, I got to do that. There we go. Thank you. And before we get to the audio vault, let me just say, got a lot of feedback from a lot of people. I mentioned one specifically earlier in the show. That's been taken care of. Let me just get one other one out of the way, okay? Beth Hoyle. Just wanted to do that. And now here's Rob Spiewak.
I'm glad you brought back the listener of the day feature.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We only do this when it's warranted, but we have the 911 call of the week.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show 911 call of the week, asking the question, are there still dinosaurs?
What's this about dinosaurs coming to Eloy today?
Yeah, I'm not usually on day shift. I'm usually on night shift, so I have no idea. But let me look it up on Facebook for you.
All right, let's take this call in hunks.
Is this a police call?
It is a 911 call routed to the police department. Right. And obviously, things are so happening in Eloy, Arizona, that the first reaction is not, no, dinosaurs aren't coming. The first reaction is, let me check on Facebook for you.
So this is a dispatcher that's got time on her hands.
Obviously. All right, so let's go back. She's checking Facebook about dinosaurs.
I'm like, there's no way it could be live dinosaurs. We're not in the
it's not real. I think it's they're made to like look real.
Yeah, they must be the that's what I was gonna say, the electric
911.
It's called Day of the Dinosaurs, bring the past to the present with Dino Crew Entertainment.
So it was a dinosaur show coming to their town, but
she
the lady
was
called
911 to find out when the dinosaur show was
yes,
coming.
Yes, exactly.
I've
and
taken
were they
my
real?
Kid to that dino show.
And was it
I
fabulous?
I know the show they're talking about, but I didn't call the police emergency line to find out about it.
I love that the police are ready to hop on Facebook. That's a lady that has two windows open on her computer.
Also very kind of her.
Yeah, very, yeah, very,
very
so.
Sweet. Very,
all right.
Very sweet.
I think we've all heard the story about Rod Stewart and the stomach pump.
Oh, yeah, nasty.
Nasty, and it's been around for a long time.
Actually, I never have.
It'll be addressed in this tape.
Okay.
He was asked about it on Watch What Happens Live. I give them credit for bringing it up, mm-hmm. and I give Rod Stewart credit for addressing it and saying how it actually began.
Do you laugh off the very long ago rumors about the stomach pump, or did that bug you?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, well, of course it did at the time. Yeah.
Right.
What stomach pump thing?
Oh, she won't go on tour with me now.
What stomach pump?
No, there was a publicist of mine that was gay, and I had to fire him. He was getting really mean, and he spread this rumor that I was by about 12 sailors, and I had to be taken to San Francisco Hospital and have me tummy pumped.
That's how that started?
A mean publicist that I had to fire.
Yeah, an angry publicist started that rumor.
I love Rod Stewart being so direct
12
about
sailors.
It. Bing, bang, boom.
And I love the specificity of sailors. So it's not always sailors when they tell the story, but
that's
sometimes it's sailors. All right. Henry Cavill had to shave his mustache, and he did a wonderful tribute to his mustache, almost like his mustache had passed away, and it's in the death reel in the Oscars. He hit the gram, and here's to Henry Cavill's mustache.
Hello, don't be alarmed. It's me, Henry Cavill, sometimes superhero and former secret agent, but now completely clean shaven. I know, it's hard to recognize me without King's stash. Sometimes I even have trouble recognizing myself. It's hard for me to admit, this is not CGI. He's really gone. I can tell you this, though. I will remember him. Always.
I will remember you.
Then they have pictures of his mustache.
His mustache, yes. It's just beautiful. You know who's outspoken is this guy called Joe Biden. He used to be vice president.
Mm-hmm.
He
was getting violent lately.
He was at the University of Miami, I believe yesterday, and had this to say about the current administration.
They asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life, a pretty damn good athlete. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
And so there's that.
Joe, this is going to put him at like the top of the hit parade.
Of course.
You know?
You can't get violent, Mike.
No
bullying.
You can't get violent. All right. Please don't do it. No bullying. Don't get violent.
Let's close with this. And dealer's choice, Mike. Let's give you a choice. Do you want to end on something funny or something that's just a little creepy?
I like creepy. Always.
All right. Macaulay Culkin. Mike is always calling me and he says, Rob, find out everything you can about how Macaulay Culkin lost his virginity.
Come on.
So I did a deep dive. Gross. And here's what Max said.
Oh, mine was special.
It wasn't gross or weird. It was, yeah. It's like, yeah, we planned it. So
no, you're making everybody envious.
It was warm and sticky. And I thought like, geez, this is weird. And I realized, am I doing it right? And also we listened to the White Album. So there you go.
And then he rigged up a paint can to swing down and hit her on the head. It was a crazy, crazy thing. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. For those of you that sent me hate mail that were not mentioned on the show today, my sincere apologies. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America and participate in your March for Our Lives. It's big one in D.C. That's the biggest one.
Yes.
They have them all over the country. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.